So before I get started, Darren Moore, comment ready. I need to explain to you what's happening in my mouth right now.
Oh, sorry, babe.
So, Carmen,
I'm sorry.
Who dropped us or what? Who
was? Okay, so I will say that we got the most delicious food from Yummy Foods from Niven. And
I asked them specifically to
make the biryani and the roti and the curries medium for Sky, because Sky can't eat hot food. And I've just eaten it and it's fine. It's medium, Sky.
It's medium.
It's not overly hot, I promise. I made sure we could accommodate you.
You said you could eat the spice now.
No, there's levels, bro.
Viad has been eating non-stop now for the past 10 minutes. So if he's not complaining.
Yeah, producer Viad.
You don't complain. He's from Bloom.
He's
been eating the samosas, spring rolls.
Yeah. Guys, that roti is...
Wait till you eat the biryani.
Just phone Bash the Tash. I was going to bring some cement
in. Sour milk for her. Oh, cement.
For Sky.
Anyway, listen, football, catch them if you can. That is the message from Orlando Pirates fans as they go 6-6 in the Betway Prem. The Buccaneers put in a solid performance in Bombela to BTS Galaxy. They've matched their best start to a season in the PSL's era, stretching back to 1996, and also extended their lead to 6 points at the top of the league standings. The Sea Robbers will look to set a new club record when they host Richards Bay on the 5th of November. But according to these fans, they are talking to AMA fans, Where to TV, the title race is over.
We should be popping some champagnes now. No, we need to pop some champagnes. We've already won the league. The league is if Kaizer Chiefs fans could say the league is gone within one single game, what more of us? That is
six games.
Listen, this coach has broken an Orlando Pirates record of winning 5 games in a row. Now we are on our 6.
Yeah, I don't know what Kaizer Chiefs has to do with anything. Just enjoy it. Orlando Pirates, you're the best at the moment. 6 points clear at the top with Sundowns obviously having to play today. The other big one was AmaZulu finally getting their first win of the season in the Betway Prem with the 2-0 win against Chipper United. We'll stay with football. Ruben Amorim says we will see what happens in the next few days when it comes to his potential appointment as a Man United manager. Now, the 39-year-old sporting boss is, of course, the top target to replace Erik ten Hag at Old Trafford, and the United have confirmed that they are ready to trigger Amorim's 10 million euros release clause. And then cricket news, Proteas. Listen, there's a bit of a wobble there happening at the moment. We've lost two quick wickets. Oh my gosh, is that a third one, Darren?